It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show. It's 3-10-20-23. I guess that's what it is. Man, it just seems wild, doesn't it? Time has sped on up. But I'll tell you what, the facts are still there in there, what we're looking at. And I will say this. Let me just say this. Right now, I got to, Lord Jesus, will you go to all the good people in California? All the people in California who are stuck up there with tons of snow up in the mountains, all of them, the Cohasset Road weather crew, all the different groups up there, all the good people, old stagecoach stop, my other friends up in there in Northern California. Anyway, and also to the Scholar Temecula, all the people in California, the good folk. Lord Jesus, may you go to Will. Right now there's a man named Will up in the Sierras. Lord, will you go to him right now? He has got all kind of problems, and if it be thy will you restore him back to health? If not, Lord, be prepared to welcome him into your arms. But, Lord Jesus, will you go to Will? Will you remove any problems he might have and restore him back to health, Lord Jesus? In your name I pray. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I get a lot of information. I've seen all the pictures from listeners from up, up around Paradise, California, and those kind of places up in there. And it's just incredible. And they sent me one, and they said, look down there. You see that big snowball? That's my garage. It was completely covered with drifts. And they have 6-7 feet of snow on the roof of the houses and all the different things. It's just incredible. But then when I've watched for years how the weather warfare stuff, the weather weapons, have denied any moisture to come into California and has created what has been the drought conditions over there over the number of years and a terrible drought. And then now all of a sudden they're trying to get rid of that all in one fell swoop. But it's not only that. They're doing this to cause chaos and disrupt. And then also to put water back in. But here's the problem, the flooding. Now we got the coastal rain, and now we have these rivers of water, of moisture, river of atmospheric rivers. Well, I mean, couldn't they figure this out about 1959 or 60? I never heard about that crap until the last 2 years, you know? It's a new term. It's a new terminology, you see. But what it is weather warfare. What it is using the scalar interferometers, the Tesla howitzers, the old Russian woodpecker, which was creating the column of energy up into the air and then changing the jet stream and that kind of stuff. But our jet stream's been gone for quite some time. We now have what appears to be a fake jet stream of coming up from the Gulf of Mexico, okay? Which it used to come down from up, you know, Canada-wise, and that come down in through the Oregon, into the Rockies, down into Texas, and then up through Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and then go on east through the Ohio Valley and on out to the west east coast. But all that's been done for years. So they've been working this weather stuff now. My sources up there say that 3-4 days ago, that the Oroville Dam, remember the earthenwork dam, the Oroville Dam, which had the huge reservoir, that was the dam was starting to go a few years ago, and they had also inside of that dam or somehow on the underground, they had Lawrence Livermore had some kind of a weird research facility, okay? Remember all of that, and how the thing was getting ready to go and flood. Well, now, all of that, they started releasing water 3-4 days ago, prior to this atmospheric river dumping the rain, okay? So what's problem is that the reservoir was already almost to the top of the Oroville Dam there, so they started pouring water out of it four days ago. But the problem is when you're going to see all this stuff come, and now it's going to all snow melt, you're going to have the possibility of some of these dams go. You're going to have the possibility of tremendous flooding downstream from these dams, these earthenwork dams like the Oroville Dam and all of that. I mean, it's just going to be really wild. And then the next thing is, we know that as flooding goes in certain areas, and as the tremendous amount of moisture goes into a certain area, it then goes down into the fault lines and starts to oil up the plates. It greases or lubricates all of the plates and causes then massive shifts in terms of earthquakes. So we've got what? Let's see what we got them here. Let's just see what Jesus had to say about all that, right? I mean, it's the same thing that we look at all the time, Matthew 24, you know? And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Do we have that? Yes, we do. And see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Well, the end is not yet, but there's going to be a lot of people die, all right? For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Oh, you know, and let's skip over here. And pray that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. In other words, nothing would be alive unless the days are shortened. That's how bad it's going to get. Lord Jesus told you what? That all of these are the beginning of sorrows. Wars, rumors of war, nation rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines. In other words, no food. Of course, how many, 103 of the different food prep plants and stuff in the United States destroyed? What do you think if flooding goes in to the valley? How much produce comes out? You see what I'm saying? Oranges, nuts, vegetable gardens, all the different stuff that is there in California. That's an attack on the food supply. So with respect to that, ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble on that, you see? And that will cause, if you destroy cropland and all that kind of stuff, and you destroy, cause trouble with the farming, you're going to have a lot of problems at the grocery store, even more than you have now. But the economy is so great. One of the largest banks in the United States goes belly up. Silicon Valley Bank goes belly up, causing ripples all across the whole world. Stock market's down everywhere, all kind of things. And then somebody in the Labor Department, allegedly somebody, tricks the job numbers up so they look real good for Beijing. Biden plus Xi Jinping is Beijing. Is that about what we got, isn't it? So to all my friends up in the California's up there, in the mountains and everything with all the snow. God, you've been going through heck, in the last week or so. And to your credit, some of you up there are on those radio leagues, the GMRS radio groups and all of the different things to try to help each other out. God bless you, and may the Lord protect you against all evil. And then also, most of you up in those areas have prepped or have preparations made as best you can. And that's something I'm going to tell everybody now. You've got a scenario where you've got like a 2008 bank collapse like a Lehman just starting to happen right now. And then you've got at the same time, we have the potentiality of nuclear war where the Russians could hit us with hypersonics and the Red Chinese with hypersonics. Biden's getting ready to meet with the Australians and the Kiwis, the New Zealanders and everything they're going to meet out there, I believe, on the North Island, San Diego, and all of that kind of stuff. Have big meetings, and then Australia and New Zealand and those people are wanting to have, they would like to have bigger type of weapons that maybe we have some of them. They want to play with the hypersonic, but we don't have much hypersonic. Oh, we've got some stuff that the corporations own. I mean, it's the corporations are the ones running the TR-3s and TR-4s now. Lockheed, Raytheon, Northrop. Northrop's got the B-21 coming out, the new updated B-2. It looks very interesting. I think you're going to see it's more of a, more of a spacecraft type engine in it, I'll bet you, and more advanced cloaking, all right? But we're preparing for a nuclear war, we're preparing for war, and they're preparing for the collapse of the banking and financial system in the United States. We have inflation. I mean, everything is going the wrong way of somebody. The Red China Joe is doing everything he can to destroy America, and to come after you. And if you don't see that, you ain't got no eyes to see, no ears to hear. All right. And we're about ready to get to a place where if the stuff ain't shortened up, no place to be saved on this planet. We got the Russian overture going on and a Red Chinese overture. I talked to you about that last night. If you didn't hear it last night, I'll tell you a little bit right now. We had talked about the other day how some of the Russians have come into New York, flew down to Miami, and then they came across Florida, hitting every different thing in a car. They were looking at all naval bases, military army bases, Air Force bases. They hit every military base, and then they went into across the Gulf Coast into Louisiana, and they were flying a drone up over the chemical plants, some of the refineries over there. Somebody caught them doing it. They sent in the sheriff's deputies, went in to go get them. They arrest them. All right. They take them back to the judge. By the time they get there, the judge gives them a low bail, and they're gone to the wind. And then in the midst of all of that, you see, then we've had last week, we had the Red Chinese cutie, the girl driving the brand-new Suburban with the tricked-out weirdo kind of dealer plate, which caught the attention of some of the traffic watchers down there from the some of the deputies, that were rolling along beside it in South Texas down there, and they were headed with five extra young Chinese men in the back. And then she didn't have a valid driver's license. She had papers, told who she was, allegedly. But none of the guys in the back had any papers whatsoever. But then she told the sheriff's deputies that they were being taken. She was taking these guys to the Hilton Hotel in Houston. All right. Well, so he caught that. But by the time they wait for ICE along the road, they decide to charge this woman with trafficking. You see, that's what I heard from the backside. And they take them on down there. And then by the time they get down there to the jail, and before any detectives or anybody can go in there and question her, she's being released because the DA will not file the charges, will not take the charges to arraignment in the court, the charges of, trafficking and no driver's license, okay? But she's absolutely trafficking with these Chinese, Red Chinese men who had no documents or nothing on them, no pocket litter, they used to say. Nothing shines, nothing rattles, no pocket litter, right? These guys, in my estimation, in my opinion, which I have a right to, my opinion, allegedly, they're probably saboteurs being run back in, and they're all looking to do what? They're all looking to take out the refineries, the oil production, the Houston Ship Channel, all the different stuff in preparation for actual war. for when the actual war comes, but they're operating under the overture type things, as I read to you many times. Viktor Suvorov, his book in the chapter 15 was Spetsnaz First World War. The overture could last from several weeks to several months, gradually gathering force and embracing fresh regions. You see, the terrorist acts, the operations should be regarded as natural disasters, actions by forces. Is the snowfall a natural disaster, isn't it? Now the rain, the atmospheric rain coming in, you see, to cause the flooding, which will then grease the plates up, which will then potentially cause a huge enough earthquake that might just split California into Islas de California instead of the state of California, the Islas de California, which is what appears on maps of the future. Maps of the future. Lori Toy, I forget the other guy. The other guy's name, the U.S. Navy, allegedly had a future map of the United States. All those kind of things. You could cause nuclear meltdowns. All the nuclear plants and different stuff out there. All right? And you get a whole thing where you can't drive, you know, down from Northern California on down, or from really Washington State through Portland on down. This thing could go wild. Then what will that do to food, and what will that do to the huge populations that are out there? You know, 40, 50, 60, 70 million people, 40 to 90 million people, depending on the number of illegals on the West Coast. They're going to have to try to come inland, okay? And then when you go inland from there, you got desert problems, and then you've got to find a way to get to water, because water be compromised. But let's stop right here and think of a prep tip, okay? If you have not acquired one, you should acquire a Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filters, with additional sets of filters. And these black Berkey filters, it's just not like a Brita pitcher or something. These things will take out the viruses, the bad bacteria, the parasites, and also up to 99% or better of the bad chemicals, okay? This is what you should have, plus containers to put your purified water into, all right? If you don't have a Berkey water purification system, acquire that immediately. If everybody in California had one, if everybody in, anywhere where there's a disaster or where stuff goes into the water supply, can we think of Ohio, the Ohio River? The chemicals can be filtered out with the good black Berkey filtration systems. You can then treat water if you store it, if you want to store a lot of it. You can treat it with the aerobic 7 type thing. You know, you can get the micropure little stuff to treat water. And with water and water purification, or making water potable, making it able to drink or to cook with or to wash with. When you take a shower, you take a bath, your skin is absorbing all the stuff in it from the water too. But you better get a Berkey purification system with the black Berkey filters. If you can do anything, try to do that. Use your credit card on that. And the other portion is, if the money that you have in your checking and your savings accounts and your CDs is not your money now, because they changed that. It used to be your deposits that were demand deposits that were insured up to $250,000, okay, in a bank. Those, you see, now they consider that to be money you loaned to the bank, so it's not your money anymore. You loaned it. It's the bank's money, and the bank is going to use that to try to stay in business and do their solvency, and they're not going to give you your money because it's not your money. You understand? So I'm trying to say to you is, like Peter Thiel said, you know, and he's the, I think, allegedly the old PayPal guy. But, and when the ambassador to Germany, all of that, anyway. They were telling everybody, all their brothers were telling each other to get their money out of the bank. And I guess most of the money that's in that bank is big money. But nevertheless, if you don't have a Berkey purification system, if you do not have, let's just call it as best we can, a year's supply of food, if you had 3 years or 3.5 years, the tribulation time, if you had that, that wouldn't be that bad of a deal now, would it? 3.5 years of food for your family, maybe a good neighbor or two who are on your side and will fight in your group and you're down at your cul-de-sac or on your rural road or in your mountain hideaway, you know, where you've got a couple houses up in a little range up there on a road, you know. Wouldn't that be the best thing to do, would be to get your money out of the bank, get your money out of the stock markets, you see, and put it into a Berkey purification system, put it into Mountain House or Wise or Alpenair or whatever kind of long-term storage food you can get, and if nothing else, to buy you, if you get your $500 out or something like that, maybe you could buy some good old canned goods, you know, chunky soup, Progresso soup, mixed vegetables. I find that when I buy these new cans of pears or other fruit, that the cans with the pop tops don't last as long as they used to have cans that would last. They're not as tough. And I will say this, if you can buy your buckets of, you know, wheat, make yourself and grind it to make yourself bread, all the different things that you could get with just even a little bit of money that you've got in a bank, that if the banks go belly up, they're going to keep and use it anyway, and they're not going to give it to you. Do you remember when we were talking about a number of years ago, I read one of the Hawk Talons. I used to write the little things, and Brother Quayle put them up on his website. We call them Hawk Talons, like little short stories, little short articles. And you remember back in there, Brother Quayle also had information, and I wrote it up in a Hawk Talon, where they were talking about the possibility back in 2008 in that area of a bank holiday, and they were going to shut the banks possibly down. And he had information from one of the largest banks back then. One of the people who was involved in that bank, which was not in Montana or California, but was in the center of the United States more, they were the ones in charge. They had to draft the letter. They had to draft the letter. I wonder if I've even still got that, maybe sitting on top here over here on a stack. Oh, man, I kept a few of those right in the way. I may have that. Let me just take a look at that. Oh, yeah, here it is. Bank holiday possible. I wrote this August 18th, 2009. In this age of quadrillions, dollars in derivatives, the so-called insurance policies better likened to a Las Vegas poker game. The American dream is built of nothing, much it seems, but a house of cards and endless debt, buttressed by phony economic statistics, cookbooks, and continued loss of jobs, homes, businesses, net worth, and liberty. Plunge protection teams pump jobs on the stock markets, dollar collapse fears, manipulated hold downs on the precious metal futures, TARP, TALF, Fed, extraordinary thievery of close to $24.7 trillion. With transparency going to federal foreign banks owned by Illuminati, Luciferian globalists, who are the receivers of the bankruptcy of 1933 of the corporate entity, the United States of America, and probably the current one of 2008, which has not been officially declared. Well, I'll tell you what, old Hawk was right in those days. And basically, they said, although there's no definite evidence of the exact date of a bank holiday, the drafts of letters that were leaked from executive orders. And here's what I wrote right here. Last week, two letters in draft format, allegedly from a large Midwestern bank with branches in several states, were made available to the Q files by an alleged executive-level employee of that bank. Their contents, which were to be offered for correction and suggestions to be returned no later than 8/21/09, contained the statement that they had been prepared at the behest of the Federal Reserve, and that an executive order, though a number not stated, was specifically going to be cited in the finished product that would go to all bank account holders and employees sometimes after 8/21/09, though no exact date was listed. The content of these two letters back then was, listen to this, put your beer pong down, put your fork down for a second if you're eating. This is what were in the letters that were drafted by a large executive of Midwestern Bank at the behest of the Federal Reserve back in 09. Because we're entering in a period now where it looks like the banks are going to start to go again. Number one, here's what was in the letters. All account access was to be limited by the bank, and that any withdrawals, checks, debit cards, or access of credit lines and IRAs could total no more than $500 per one or a combination of accounts every 7 business days until these limitations were lifted by federal authorities. So the most you could get out of your account would be $500 of any of your accounts in a bank, $500 in 7 business days. Number two, all lockboxes, are you listening? All lockboxes were to be sealed and access to contents disallowed by regulation imposed by executive order, the IRS, the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve Bank until further notice. These type restrictions have been seen before during bank holidays of the 1930s, where contents of lockboxes, which were particularly gold and cash, were in fact confiscated, and also in more recent IMF World Bank imposed scenarios in South American countries such as Argentina and Brazil in the early 2000s, in the 90s, and the 80s. So the implication for the American people here are ominous once again. I wrote this back in, what did I say? This was in August 18th, 2009, okay? Based upon information Brother Quayle had from a top executive in a big bank in the Midwestern Bank, who wrote the letters, draft letters, to get comments on them. The implications for the American people here are ominous once again, and one looks at a potential limit on withdrawals of only $2,000 per 28 business days, and then calculates that how many household budgets are much greater than that, especially if the mortgage payment is included. I said it back then, it's no wonder that NORTHCOM troops, foreign troops, and mercenaries are being quartered inside the United States and are practicing for martial law to quell massive civil uprisings. When you can't pay your mortgage or buy food at the grocery store because they won't let you get out enough to even buy food for your family of 4 or 5 or whatever, you're going to go down to the bank and say, I want my money. And you're going to go down there, there'll be 5,000 people down there saying, I want my money. Then they're going to bring in the troops, or they'll bring in the police first, all right? But then that'll get overwhelmed. That'll be the National Guard. Then, whoa. We've got some nice UN troops training here. Or, oh, the Russian Spetsnaz are were trading back at Fort Carson, Colorado. So here it is. I read it. This is the bank holiday possible from August 26th through October 2009. Now, if you remember at the time, if you also remember at that time, then you can remember that they were talking about force majeure, martial law, all kind of stuff to deal with the possibility of collapse of the economics and all the stuff. We came real close then. We could come close again. And one hypersonic missile that wipes out with an EMP weapon and wipes out the power grid of the United States, well, ain't no banks going to be open. And none of your brokerage houses and none of your, you know, your big IRA, your big mutual fund companies and all that stuff. You say, well, I've got 401k. I've got about 500,000 in my 401k, or I've got 750,000 or 239,000. No, you don't. You don't have doodly squat. Power grid goes out. None of it counts anymore. That zeroed all of that out. And you just stay in your house. And we will have troops. Oh, and we have some nice Chinese troops under UN auspices have come in. Oh, the Russian Spetsnaz are going to help us. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Okay? And then what are they going to say to the National Guard troops, the U.S. military? You and your family will be taken care of. We're going to triple your pay. Triple your pay, and you'll have all kind of protection, but you must follow the order. Because ordo ab chao, when the chaos reigns, they will set the order in, you see. I tell you what, go to Brother Steve Quayle right now. He's having a huge contest. Sign up for his private briefings. You'll get into the huge contest, all right, that involves a whole lot of books, DVDs, and all kind of stuff that you can win. And go to stevequayle.com. You can click on it. If you're a subscriber to Steve Quayle's private briefings, you already have one entry in the contest. For additional entries, simply refer, sign up for your friends and family to increase your chances of getting one of the five prize packs. So go take a look at that, stevequayle.com, and then sign up for the private briefings, and he's going to have a big contest, and he'll do a big Zoom call, and you'll be able to see him and watch him and do it all as they do it. But take a look at that, stevequayle.com. And then I'll tell you what, I hope that you like to keep hold of Hawk on the air, keep him in the game, swinging the ball bats. And I swing the Louisville Sluggers. Oh, if you got a Fugu bat, I don't have the Louisville, I'll take the metal bat up. But give me the old Louisville Slugger. You know what I'm saying? Give me that old hardwood, all right? And I will do a marvelous job, and I will keep hitting Lucifer in the nose and on the shins and on the collarbone as long as I possibly can. Because I work for the Lord Jesus. I was selected. I was recruited to come into the fold in a waking vision dream. It wasn't even a dream. It was a vision. And I had a witness to it who also saw it. My spouse. My wife. And that fact right there, I was basically confronted and in communication with the Archangel Michael, and then Gabriel was next to him. I could see into the angelic realm. I could hear the beautiful music of the angelic voices singing, and the smell, the sign, the sights, the feeling, everything that you got there was just incredible. And then the aspect of it that at one point Archangel Michael was telling me this, that, and the other, and I was getting kind of like a download of information. And he says, are you afraid? I said, no. Little did I know. Ladies and gentlemen, and then not long after that, Brother Quayle had a thought, or the Lord put a thought in his mind, and I'd been communicating kind of with Steve by emails and stuff, and he basically decided to put me on the air back then. And that was right after that thing that I had with the Archangel Michael. And that's no joke. It's not a joke. It's not funny. It's the truth. So if you want to keep Old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do, keep Old Hawk in the game. Anything is most needed, most welcome. The easiest is Federal Reserve notes. Might as well get rid of them while you can, you know. You're going to go digital and watch everything you do. Bit of silver, a bit of gold, you know, a silver dollar, ounce of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, silver half dollar, whatever it might be. A little bit of gold, 10th ounce, pull out, whatever it is, platinum, or a check. Be made out or sent to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. And we still have our good friends who have started the Indochina Bible Project, you know, a number of years ago. And we've been, a lot of listeners have helped out on that, and it's been doing tremendous. Some of this stuff I get in a newsletter. If you donate to them, you'll get it, I'm sure, too. And it shows people in Indochina, which is Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and Myanmar, or Burma, okay? The Montagnards, the mountain tribes, the little villages where we're trying to get the Bibles and songbooks in their own specific dialect for their village or their tribe, get it into their hands. And I'm looking at pictures. You just cannot believe how happy they are to receive them. These house churches are just busting at the seams. It's just incredible. And anything is most needed and most welcome. You can send it to Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project. These people over there are on fire for the Lord Jesus. Indochina Bibles Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming down to a time where I think we're in that period of time where no one knows the date, but when the Lord is going to return. But when we look at Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and portion of Revelations and all the different things, Ezekiel 38, 39, we're right in that time period. You can sense the season. You don't know the exact date. But then if you go to Matthew 25, Lord Jesus gives you in that parable, it essentially, that parable amounts to having lamps and lamp oils and extra wicks and all that stuff ready for when the bridegroom comes. If you're not ready, you won't be able to go into the marriage with him. And the foolish virgins who did not bring any oil with their lamps, then he tried to get the wise virgins who had brought oil for the lamps to give them some of theirs. And they say, not so, lest we not have enough for ourselves. You go in to those that sell and buy for yourself. And of course, when they do, in the meantime, the marriage, the bridegroom cometh, and it's announced, behold, the bridegroom cometh. They go into the door and the door is shut. Okay. And then the foolish virgins say, oh, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. That's Matthew 25, King James. All right. Portion of it that I'm paraphrasing at this moment. I've read it to you 10 million times over the last Going on 19 years. In June, it'll be 19 years. So you can't say I haven't had time to warn you. All right? And I've done the best I could, and I'm going to keep doing the best I can. All right? On behalf of the Lord Jesus. Strike blows against his enemies, which is what I was told to do, and secondarily to warn the remnant. Those with ears to hear, eyes to see of what's to come, and maybe how to prepare. So I've given you the one tip, a Berkey water filtration system. There are other good systems, but you need to be able to take out all of the viruses, bacteria, the parasites, and the black Berkey filters will take out 99% or better of all the chemicals. You can also get shower filters and different things from them too. But then I would tell you, you need to get small containers that you can carry with, you know, in your hands. If you got the big barrels, that's all right, but you should get you some siphon pumps to put them into smaller containers if that's what you're doing. But I would have smaller containers, you know, that you can readily pick up, 5-gallon to 15-gallon kind of things that you can pick up, throw into the car or the truck, take down the road. Then you also need small containers where you could do it and put it in there for your own drinking. Canteens, you know, all the different stuff. I would tell you that that is a key. Water is a key, and then food's another key. And then I would also say that it looks like they're trying to get rid of the firearms again. They're trying to go back to a blanket, you know, no-knock warrant by the ATFs and the fiddle with boys internally and all that kind of stuff. And all they're going to do, if you remember in the question, you know, the questionnaire they used to give to all the troops when they came in and to a lot of police force people and sheriff deputies and stuff too, where they asked a question. One of the questions was, would you be willing to serve under a United Nations commander? Okay. That was one of them. The other question, the key question was, if after the president or Congress decides that all guns must be confiscated by the federal government, that you will have 30 days to turn in those guns, okay, if after that 30-day period, would you be willing to then go in enforcement to go and hit individual homes and to confiscate guns from people who have not turned them in? Well, that's gun confiscation. You also, over the years, you remember Greg Evenson and I used to sit here and we talked about it. And it was, what was that? Here it is right here. Ah, yes, this has to also do with what I was talking about, the bank holiday time period. Because this was October 2008. Domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. 12 October 2008, where we went into all the different stuff, the cordon and search, going into the type of resistors, all the different stuff they're going to do. CID command, you know, all these things they're going to do. Crowd leadership, covert surveillance, screening and documenting of the population. Room searches, okay, you know, all this stuff. Just incredible. Domestic insurgency and declaration of martial law was basically a shortly before the November 2008 presidential election, George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. So he signed it. Those were the 500 different, you know, executive orders and presidential decision directives that many of them he enacted after 9/11, all right? But then after the financial collapse, Lehman and stuff in 2008, they were talking about, you know, economic martial law and, you know, the banks, all the different stuff. Like I told you, the bank holidays, we're back in that kind of a time frame again. Which also matches up with prophecies and different things from different places, like over the years, Medjugorje and different places like that, where they've always talked about a date in a future year, but they didn't tell you the year. And the date was like March 18th. Well, I've been telling you the last couple of weeks, beware the Ides of March, right? That's the 15th of March. There's all kind of things dealing with the middle of March at some point. But from now on, you better watch out and you better prepare, because this is the really, 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 really real, you see? Oh, yes. So anyway, the big contest is upcoming with Brother Quayle. Go to stevequayle.com and get all fixed up. Or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. There's a lot of banking trouble, but there's also a lot of war trouble. The Russians popped a lot of missiles, okay, into the Ukraine. They're also have told the United States, you better quit sending all the stuff. We've got all of those tanks, armored personnel carriers, artillery, all kind of supplies, ammunition, everything. In Poland and different places over there surrounding the Ukraine and Belarus, all right? Romania, Moldova. The Russians are operating in Moldova and getting ready to take it back over or try to. And all these different stuff is ongoing. Meanwhile, you got Red China. Xi just elected himself for another 5 years, old Xi Jinping, all right? And I'm going to tell you, in less than 5 minutes, hypersonics from anywhere in the world can hit and could hit and do an EMP burst over the United States. They don't have to destroy New York. They don't have to destroy L.A. They don't have to destroy Chicago or Dallas or Miami or Boston. They can do all of that, but they could also just hit with, say, two higher altitude EMP burst weapons. Okay, and blow out the entire power grid for the United States. The soonest, I'm going to emphasize it again, the soonest it could come back up would be 18 months. And that's if all of the cars that had their computers knocked out, and where you've got every interstate, every freeway, expressway is bumper-to-bumper traffic and just a parking lot. And that would be also inside your city in their basic lanes. If the cars don't work, which most of them will not, yes, there's things you can do to protect your car. Yes, there's things to protect your own house. But if everybody else didn't do that, then there's still going to be a parking lot on, I-90, I-5, I-10, I-55, I-57, I-70, I-80, you know, all the different ones, you see. I-40. And that's out of the book. If you haven't read it, you might have time to still read it. 1 second after, William R. Forstchen, it's a forged book. Its setting is in Black Mountain, North Carolina, and Montreat College. And then you got Asheville in the book, and you've got Swannoa and all those towns in there. And you talk about how Black Mountain, the grocery store, and it ain't that big of a town. I used to always stop there and get a sandwich or something and just sit around for a while and take in the good mountain air. But as I traveled in the old days, but the fact is the pharmaceuticals and all the pharmacy is gone in less than a half an hour. The food market, you know, the grocery store, it's all plucked clean. All the power is off in the hospitals and some of the hospitals may have generators, and in the old folks' homes and in the college and all the stuff. And it's the story about what happens at that point in the game and how it all goes wild weasel, all right? It also gives you an opportunity to see how you could run or help to keep a town together if you can, because the protagonist tries to help and keep that town together. But that is the effect of an EMP blast that takes out the entire power grid of the entire United States. Another good book to look at this, where they talk about the financial collapse, Patriots. Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. That's another good book, too. There are other good books. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to avail yourself of information, and you need to basically water purification, food, long-term storage food, firearms, ammunition. And I'm not just talking about a box of 20, but a 38 special or something that you got in your back, you know, in your bedroom drawer. I'm telling you, you need a 12-gauge pump shotgun if you can. If you can get a rifle, whether that be a 223 or even if you got a deer rifle with a scope, 30-06 or 308, that would be wonderful. You could have a 7.62, a 39, what I call the Chinese deer gun, you know, or an SKS or whatever it is. You can have the real good stuff, too, but I'm just telling you the basics. But even if you can't get any other rifle besides a 22 long rifle, then I suggest you get that. And then you need a pistol or a revolver. And if you're going to go revolver, you might consider a 357, which will shoot 357 or 38 special. The old big wheel guns. But the 12-gauge pump, you need number double-aught buck, number 4 buckshot. You can get some birdshot as well, so you could hunt, you know, do a squirrel hunt or bird hunt to try to feed the family. But I'm telling you, if you can only get the one, then get that one. And if you can't get any firearms at all, then you get you a Louisville Slugger and you get you a hunting knife or a fighting knife and you get you a garbage can lid, and you get ready to go to town close to order drill, you know? And I think about old Big Mac out there and all the good Mickey Lapua, he's good on a 338, you know? And I'm thinking about all the good people, the old iron sight shooters way out in western Kansas. You go down into Missouri and down deep in the Ozarks and Arkansas and all that. And Texas, woo, Nelly, you got all kind of stuff down there in Texas. Michigan, in the Upper, Ohio, parts of Illinois, all right, Indiana, all the good people, the Pennsylvania folk, and all them Brotherhood of the Kudzu down in Alabama. I'm telling you, all the good people in all the states, and I can't list them all. I would say hi to the beekeepers in South Carolina. God bless you. But ladies and gentlemen, avail yourself while you have the time and you still may have some money. Because these banks go belly up. I mean, the stock market, the Dow was down almost 5 points this week. But then it's not only the Dow, it's the DAC, it's the FTSE, it's all across the globe. As that one bank went out of the bottom, Silicon Valley Bank, one of the largest banks around in the country, out of business now, out of business. And all the big boys tried to get their money out real quick, and they probably did. This is going to have a lot of stuff going on. And meanwhile, Red China Joe is delusional. He thinks it'd be a good time to raise taxes by $5.56 trillion. Trillion. It's going to raise taxes $5.5 trillion. It's a real good time. Oh, yeah. Somebody, figured out that restaurants are starting to hire and, you know, leisure activity, hotels and motels and resorts are starting to hire again. So they had, I think they tricked that job number out, 311,000. But it's sure down from December when it was over 500,000 jobs. So this thing is always, the statistics are talking about what happened in the last 6 months or the last 3 months. They're not saying what's going to happen in a month from now or 2 months from now. You know, June, July, that kind of stuff, or let alone the fall. If we even have a fall. because one or two hypersonics popping the EMP knocks the power grid out within 12 months, according to congressional testimony. Within 12 months, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. And the soonest you can put the grid back up after an EMP blast would be 18 months. And that's if you've got enough people with trucks, skilled labor, you know, the electricians and the highline boys to do all of that. Plus, you got the transformers, not only the big stuff for the power stations and the substations, but also for the transformers that are on your pole. You know, at the end of your lot or down the street. If you've got all of those on hand, because almost all of that gear is only made in China, Germany, for the most part, or Switzerland. Siemens makes stuff over there from Germany and Switzerland. But in China, very little made in the United States. Because it's stupid. We're foolish. We're dumb. The end of World War II, we had 56% of the industrial output of the planet. Everybody but Finland owed us money. We had the atom bomb. We had 2-3 million people at men at arms. Wow. People say, well, boy, the budget is percentage. You know, we're not, we're still spending $800 billion, you know. Yeah, but as a percent of GDP, way down compared to what it was in the Kennedy administration. We got Marburg on the rise. You got Ebola on the rise. You got all these kind of things. The bird flu, the swine flu, the pig, this flu, the that flu. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights and protect your home and your businesses. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. You fly your TR-3s, your TR-4s, and the big solar warcraft. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Strike blows, if it be thy will, and it be the Lord's will. Bad Dango Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey, stay on the opposite. Road and track, little L. Say hi to your daddy. Gang, Lord Jesus loves you. Stay strong in Jesus. Stay strong with your martial arts, in Spain, exercise, your basketball, all you need an extra book. Learn the science, mathematics, engineering. May the Lord Jesus protect you, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and buy some food and water purification. Firearms, camping gear, whatever it is you need tonight. Good night.